Night fell, and Lewis walked out of the rookery, wearing simple anonymous clothes and a hollow projection of a simple anonymous face. No one gave him a second look. He took public transport to the Bloody Tower, being careful to give exact change so as not to give the driver any reason to remember him. When he stepped off the bus at the right stop and regarded the tower rising splendidly up before him, looking large and blocky and utterly impregnable, he was surprised to find a loudly chanting mob already assembled before it. Jessamine Flowers' fan base had mobilized itself through the singer's websites and turned out in force, with more arriving every hour as fresh coachloads arrived from other cities. They were outraged that their beloved diva and idol had been arrested, and mad as hell that she'd been locked up. The guards set to watch for Lewis Deathstalker were now far more concerned with holding off increasingly hysterical crowds of Jessamine Flowers fans who were loudly and furiously declining to disperse and go home as ordered. There was much waving of angry placards and organized chanting, and not a little stone throwing. Perfect cover for Lewis to study the tower and its defenses without being observed. Serious trouble broke out not 10 minutes after he'd got there. The mob surged forward, infuriated beyond reason or common sense, moved by a simple determination to get their adored heroine out of the notorious Bloody Tower. They forced their way through the low-level tangle fields through sheer weight of numbers, and then the mob headed for the thin ranks of guards as though they intended to walk right over them. The guards were under strict orders not to open fire on unarmed civilians, certainly as long as the media was watching, and so they braced themselves, drew their shock batons, and went head-to-head with a shouting, spitting mob. Lewis watched, wincing, hard-pressed to decide which side looked the most vicious or determined. More guards came running from other sides of the tower to reinforce the defensive lines. And it was the easiest thing in the world for Lewis to sneak past everyone, circle around, and let himself into the tower through an unregarded side door, using his old Paragon skeleton key. Once inside, he shut the door behind him, relocked it, and then checked if the unobtrusive little device he'd brought from his lockup was still working. Basically, it tapped into watching security cameras and edited his image out of the picture. Simple, very effective, and utterly illegal. Just being caught in possession of the device was an automatic and long prison sentence. Lewis had confiscated it from a skell he'd busted in the rookery a few years back, and somehow he'd never got around to turning it in. He'd always had the feeling it might come in handy someday. He looked quickly about him, but the narrow passageway was completely empty. Lewis hesitated, thinking dubiously again about the skeleton key that had got him in. Surely they should have been expecting him to use it and reset the tower's locks to keep him out. Or perhaps this was part of the trap, and somewhere a silent alarm was already flashing to indicate he'd arrived. He shrugged quickly. It didn't matter. It just meant he had to move faster. He padded quietly down silent, deserted corridors, following the decorated signs set out to guide the tourists. It seemed most of the guards were outside dealing with the fans, or trying to at least. Lewis ducked out of sight through an open door. He peered cautiously around the door, and a single guard walked past, wearing an old historical uniform and carrying 2 mugs of steaming tea. Lewis looked quickly about him, but no one seemed to have heard anything. It took Lewis only a few moments to strip the guard of his uniform, switch clothes, and then reprogram his hollow face to duplicate the guard's features. It would have helped if the clothes hadn't been at least 3 sizes too large, but he couldn't have everything. Lewis dragged the unconscious body in its frankly appalling underwear into the side room, locked the door, and then set off again, walking openly now through the corridors. He nodded calmly to other guards he passed as he moved up from floor to floor, and they nodded back. Lewis couldn't risk using his own voice, so he just nodded and grunted, and mostly the other guards just grunted and nodded back. Until finally, on the 5th floor, Lewis ran into 2 guards in modern uniforms, watching over the old steel gates that blocked off Traitor's Wing from the rest of the tower. They were wearing full body armor and carrying energy guns as well as swords. They were playing cards on a folding table, but they both looked up immediately as Lewis headed unhurriedly towards them. One of the guards stood up and stepped away from the card table to block Lewis's way, one hand resting on the gun at his hip.
That's far enough. You know you historical aren't allowed anywhere near the wing tonight. Give me the password and then piss off out of it.
Right! How many times do we have to tell you people? We don't care how many years you've been making your rounds or how historically significant it is. Tonight, the wing is off limits. And if you've forgotten the password as well, I'm gonna give you a serious slap just for annoying me. Password!
Lewis kept walking towards the waiting guards, gesturing helplessly, and the one who'd stood up came forward to meet him. Lewis waited until the guard was within range. Unfortunately, although the man stumbled backwards, he didn't go down. Lewis jumped him, tore the gun from its holster, and threw it aside. The other guard watched open-mouthed, and then started to rise from his seat. Lewis was still grappling with the first guard, who turned out to be strong and fast and a bloody good fighter. Lewis supposed he should have known they wouldn't choose just anyone to guard Jessamine. He ducked a clawed hand heading for his eyes and hit the guard hard under the sternum. All the color went out of the man's face and his legs buckled. The other guard was dancing around them, gun in hand, trying to get a bead on Lewis. So, Lewis threw the first guard at him. The two of them went down, the second guard pinned under the first. Lewis stepped forward and kicked the gun out of the second guard's hand, and then had to fall backwards as the second guard pushed the first off him and surged to his feet again. He went straight for Lewis, who spun around and hit the man right in the forehead with a vicious back elbow. The second guard went down as though someone had kicked his feet out from under him. He lay still, twitching a bit, while Lewis walked around in little circles for a while holding his elbow, which hurt like hell. Always go for the soft spots. You'd think he'd know that by now. He glared around him. He had to work fast. Unless the other guards were all asleep in the control room, someone had to have seen the two guards going down, even if they couldn't see him. He searched the two unconscious guards and found the old steel key that opened the steel gates. He pushed open the gate and ran into Traitor's Wing.
Jessamine! Jessamine, where are you?
He could still get them both out if they moved fast. Only one cell had been opened for the Wing's first actual prisoner in centuries, but when Lewis got there, Jessamine wasn't there.
Oh, shit.
They must have moved her. There was no longer any need for secrecy or stealth. The bait had been snatched away, and the trap was sprung. Lewis spun around, snarling, gun in hand. Whatever happened, he wasn't going to be taken prisoner. No show trial and public disgrace for his family. He ran back down the corridor, past the steel gates, jumped over the unconscious guards, and kept running. Out into the next corridor, just in time to see a dozen or more armed security men come running into the corridor from an intersection. Lewis opened fire with his disruptor. No more bluffing. He wanted Jessamine. He turned and ran the other way. He didn't think he'd hit anyone. He hoped he hadn't. They were just doing their job. But he would kill everyone he saw if that was what it took to rescue Jessamine. If she was still here in the tower. He had to find her, and soon. But he didn't even know where to look. She could be anywhere in the tower, on any floor, if they hadn't already bustled her outside. No, she must still be around somewhere. They wouldn't risk taking her out while her fans were still rioting. Just the sight of her under arrest would escalate the trouble tenfold. Lewis ran on, plunging down corridor after corridor, as more guards came running from all directions. They'd seen his old uniform and hollow face now, and knew who they were looking for. Some had guessed who he really was. They wouldn't hesitate to kill the traitor Deathstalker. Lewis gripped his gun tightly, and his ugly face was very determined and very cold. And finally, of course, he ended up in a dead end, with nowhere left to go. No doors, no windows, no hiding places. Just blank walls and a corridor that went nowhere. Lewis spun around, sword and gun at the ready, like an animal at bay. And a whole crowd of armed and armored guards all but fell over themselves, crashing to a sudden halt at the far end of the corridor. They saw they had their prey cornered at last, but they didn't seem too pleased about it. They looked at each other, shifting from foot to foot, and hefting their swords and guns uncertainly. It seemed they at least suspected who was hiding behind the hollow face. Lewis reached up to the collar at his throat and turned it off. No more hiding.
Oh shit. It's him,
all right. Lewis grinned at the guards. He was pleased to note that several of the guards' faces went pale. And then the guards raised their disruptors and pointed them at Lewis, and he understood they had no intention of even trying to take him alive. A dead traitor was much less trouble than a live prisoner who might insist on his innocence and raise awkward doubts in the people's minds. Lewis's face flushed with anger as the force shield sprang into being on his left arm. It was a good shield, top of the line, but it would still only absorb or deflect a set number of hits before the energy crystal was drained, and then the force shield would collapse, and he would be defenseless. Had to be 20, maybe 30 guards, and most of them had energy guns. Lewis calculated the odds coldly and decided that what was left of his luck had just run out. No honorable end, no fighting chance, just shot down in secret like a mad animal. He had a brief moment to regret all the things he meant to do and never had, and that he'd never see Jessamine again, even to say goodbye. And then he heard more running feet on the way and knew his time was up. So, if he was going to go down, best to go down fighting and take as many of the bastards with him as he could, to be a Deathstalker to the last. He looked at the guards and saw some of them were still raising their guns. His reverie had only lasted a few seconds.
What the hell?
Shabraka!
He charged down the corridor towards overwhelming odds at a certain death, smiling a terrible smile. Most of the guards were so astonished, they just stood there and watched him do it. The energy beam seared past Lewis's head and ricocheted from his force shield, and then he was in and among them. For a moment, they actually fell back before him, frightened by his face and his reputation and his ancient deadly name. And then they remembered how many they were, and their training reasserted itself. They fell on him. The guards weren't able to use their guns in the crush of bodies. They sliced and hacked at him with their swords. Lewis spun back and forth, his blade a blur, constantly spinning to put his force shield between him and his enemies. But in the end, he was only one man, and they were so many. Swords came at him from every direction. His blood jumped and ran and spattered the walls and floor, but still Lewis stood his ground, refusing to be beaten, refusing to die, fighting to the last, so that at least his family would know he died an honorable death. And that was when Samuel Chevron came charging out of nowhere and hit the guards from the other side. He was swinging the biggest, longest sword Lewis had ever seen, and the heavy blade cut through the guard's armor like it wasn't even there. Chevron cut down half a dozen guards before they knew what was happening, and then he was right in the thick of the fighting, killing them with cold, brutal, efficient skill.
Lewis!
Suddenly, Jessamine was there too, with a gun in each hand. His heart leapt at the sight of her, and new strength filled Lewis's arms. The guards wavered, caught between two implacable foes, both fighting like demons, and in a moment, it was all suddenly too much for them, and the survivors broke and ran. Lewis slowly lowered his sword. End to end, the corridor was littered with dead bodies. Lewis looked at Chevron, and the man wasn't even breathing hard.
Oh, Lewis!
And then Jessamine ran forward and took Lewis in her arms in a fierce hug. She let go immediately, stepped back and looked at him, and her eyes widened in horror as she took in the extent of his injuries.
Oh, Jesus, Lewis! What have they done to you?
Not enough to keep me from you.
He leaned back against a blood-spattered wall, suddenly weak and giddy. There was blood running thickly down his sword arm, and he had to look down to make sure he was still holding his sword, because his fingers couldn't feel it.
We have to get you to a regen tank.
I've got one outside. Think you can hold together long enough for us to get you to it, Lewis?
Well, sure. You're a real man of surprises tonight, Samuel. Even more than when you turned up at court in that really ratty Father Christmas suit. What's a retired traitor like you doing here anyway?
I came here to rescue Jessamine. And to answer your next question, I got in here first because no one sees me unless I want them to. And because I had a little help.
Much help! From mighty but unappreciated sorcerer!
A small figure dressed in gray darted out from behind Chevron.
I is back! ex-leper, hero of old, and powerful beyond the dreams of people with really imaginative dreams. Save Princess from Evil Tower, and you come at same time. Bow down, ye mighty, and despair.
You're supposed to be dead.
Vaughn shrugged easily.
I got over it. Being dead is boring. Knew you'd be here. Told Chevron, here we are. You get my beer later. Don't forget gratuity, or I'll give you boils on your ding-dong.
Lewis turned his head painfully to look at Chevron.
Why? Why should a pillar of the community like you get involved in this mess? To help two traitors?
I'm here because I'm needed. I thought all that was behind me, but evil forces are on the move again. And it seems the past won't leave me alone.
He glared at Vaughn.
Time we were moving, Deathstalker. The whole place is crawling with guards. They knew you wouldn't be able to resist coming here. And someone wanted to make really sure you'd never get out of here alive.
Of course! Lewis is Deathstalker! Damned important! Lewis save Empire! Maybe humanity, too! See it in stars! And entrails, too. Poor goat. Lewis is Deathstalker, like Ancestor! I like Owen. You like him too, Lewis. When you get to meet him.
Doesn't seem likely.
Jessamine tightened a tourniquet near the top of his left arm to stop the flow of blood.
The AIs told me that Owen was dead long ago.
Oh, he was. Saw him die in Mistport. Very sad. But that was in past. In future, you and he will meet and work together. I have seen it. Future is just like past, only in reverse. I met Owen in future. He gave me ring to give to you now. I came back to give it to you.
Everyone looked at him for a long moment. Lewis recovered first, perhaps because he was too tired and too hurt to give a damn.
I'm definitely gonna meet the Blessed Owen, alive and in the flesh, in the future.
Oh, yes. Owen's coming back. Official. You heard it here first.
What the hell? You're supposed to be dead and you're here. So why not, Owen?
Death is overrated. I can't die, not till my purpose is done. Much like Owen, in fact. Destiny's a real bitch sometimes.